chapter 4, the 36th verse. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. Maybe you can just follow in your Bible, it's fine. Yes. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? We want to thank you tonight, Lord Jesus Christ, for the reading of the word. Yes, Lord Jesus Christ, we went to school, we can read, we can write. That's not a problem, Lord Jesus Christ, because these are the things of this earth. But Father, Lord Jesus Christ, we are calling upon the Holy Ghost. We are calling upon the author of this world to come, O God, the one who said, Peace be still. Father, we are praying tonight that he can come and also say, Peace be still to our various situations. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, we know whenever you come, when you speak, the supernatural happen. Lord, we are binding every spirit of unbelief, every spirit that opposes the word of God, we are binding it in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, for you gave us the power that in the name of Jesus Christ, we can bind everything, Lord. Father, Lord Jesus Christ, that's the highest, Lord God, court of appeal, Lord Jesus Christ, and we are appealing unto thee, Father, to say, come, Lord, and take control of everything. Father, glory and honor be given unto you. We are not going to allow anything on the contrary to occur. For Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, Father, where you are, there is liberty and there is freedom. And Father, Lord Jesus Christ, we are saying, let your children be free and free indeed. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You can take your seats. Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I believe you had a wonderful week. And looking forward to a long weekend. I'm sure it was announced that there are various places where people will be having meetings. So please do not come here on Sunday. Otherwise, you might think rapture has occurred. Rapture is going to happen. Amen. Yes, we're still growing our potatoes, but yes, rapture is going to happen. So just find a place where you can go. The Lord will bless you. Heroes holiday it is. It's heroes, yeah. Yes, so as the real heroes celebrate it in style. By God's grace, we're going to talk about something from the passage that we read. The situation that we find our dear disciples in, to be walking with the Lord Jesus Christ. But it then happened as well that disaster did strike whilst even they were having the Lord Jesus Christ. As human beings, They tried to help themselves.
Vakamhanya-mhanya kuedza kuzvibatsira.
They forgot that they had the maker.
Ndokukanganwa kuti vakanga vane musiki.
We do it a couple of times.
Tinozviita apo napapo.
We try to help the situation.
Tinomboedza kubatsiridza chinhano chatiri kufanana nacho machiri.
But only when you realize.
Asi kana tikachiratidza chete.
That the maker is with you.
Ndiye musiki ainesu.
And he can quieten the situation. Yebo
anogona kudzikamisa zviri kuitika izvozvo.
Say peace be still.
Kwakuti ngakuve nerunyararo.
Tonight we are going to talk about peace be still.
Madekwana ndichataura kuti ngakuve nerunyararo.
We're not looking at the situations.
Hatisi kutarisa chinhano chako.
We do not care about the situation anyway.
Hatina hanya nokuti zvakamira sei mukati mupenyu.
As long as the one who says peace be still is there.
Iye chete akati ngakuve nerugare kana achingangori popi.
I do not care what situation is before you.
Handina maka nazvo kuti chii chiri pamberi pako here.
The disciples are about to think.
Vadzidzi vangu vakuda kutonyura mvura.
For sure if they did not wake him up they were going to die.
Mazviro kwazvo dai vasina kumumutsa kubva kuhope vangadai vakanyura.
You my brother my sister
tonight. Newewo nene manhira nhasi.
Wake him up.
Mumutse.
He will say peace be still to your situation.
Ano tingakuenerunyararo kudambudziko rako. Glory.
We know there are so many redemptive names, 7 of them.
Totiziva kuti pane mazita erudzikindiro manomwe.
In a bad situation, just call upon one of them.
Muchinano chipi chauri machiri dana rimwe remazita manomwe awo.
Jehovah Jireh is one of those.
Jehovah Mupi aripo.
Tonight we are not going to call upon him.
Manheru ano tichadana.
We are going to call upon Jehovah Shalom.
Tida kudana pana
Jehovah
Shalom.
When he comes, you say peace be still.
Akauya anoti ngakuve nerunyararo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In a time of distress.
Munguva yedambudziko.
Yes, we depend on our human effort.
Wangu tinogona kumbozemberawo pane
zvatinogona kuti tisarane. But at the end of human effort.
Asi panopera kugona kwedu tisarane.
Normally that's when inspiration strikes.
Ruzhinji ndopano yakufemera ipapo.
He comes and say peace. Be still.
Anobva auya kuti ngakuve nerugare.
So tonight I'm looking at somebody.
Manhera nhasi ndakatarisa mumwe munhu pano.
Who has a situation.
Ane dambudziko raanaro kana chimiro chaanacho.
The answer is given my brother my sister.
Mhinduro iripo hamana ndanzvo.
Call upon Jehovah Shalom.
Dana kuna Jehovah werugare.
He will say peace be still.
Achati ngakuve nerugare. Amen.
Our dear sister Hannah.
Ndadzidi akanaka sister Hannah.
One time she had an issue.
Pane imwe nguva vakanga vane nyaya yavanga vainayo.
She also invoked human capabilities.
Vakabva vaita zvakagona kuita semunhu.
Firstly, she cried.
Chekutanga semunhu ndobva vatanga kuchema.
But the baby did not come.
Asi mwana haana kuya nekuchema.
She refused to eat.
Vakaramba kudya.
Still the baby did not come.
Mwana haana kuya.
Only when she realized.
Asi panguva iyo yakacherechedza.
That she had to go to the temple.
Ndovaifanira kufamba kuenda kutemberi.
And peace be still was spoken.
Zvino rugare ngaruveko akanga akataura.
That's when she got what she wanted.
Ndo paakawana chaida.
You know sometimes God allows us to pass through.
Munoziva dzimwe nguva Mwari vanotitendera kupfuura nemune zvimwe zvinhu.
The issue about sister Hannah it touches me.
Nyaya yandadzi Hannah inondibata.
Sometimes God allows situations to come your way.
Mwari vanozvitendera vanotendera zviitiko kuti zviitike mukati mupenyu wako.
Even using your very close friends to say something that you might not like.
Pamwe pacho vari pedo pedo nei vanogona kutaura zvimwe zvinhu zvavasingatombofarire.
That is not to say the person is not a Christian.
Izvozvo hazvino kuti munhu iye ataura zvaataura haasi mukristu.
Angoshandiswa
kutaura chimwe chinhu chichipesana newewe.
Sister Hannah.
Sister Hannah.
And her adversary, I'm reading from the first book of Samuel.
Chaverenga kubva kuna Samuel wokutanga.
And her adversary also provoked her so.
Zvino muvengi wake wakamudena. Kana kumuzvidza achiti
for to make her afraid because the Lord had shut up her womb.
Kuti agoshushikana noda kuti Mwari vakanga vazarira chizvaro chake.
You know to provoke.
Unoziva kudena.
It's intentional.
Pamwe pacho zvinoitirwa kuti nemaune.
You even know that if I say something to this person, he does not like it.
Unotozviziva kuti kana ndikataura nekatauriro aka kuna nhingi haazvidi.
That is to provoke.
Ndokunonzi kudena.
So God sometimes he allows people to provoke you.
Pamwe pacho Mwari vanotendera kuti vamwe vanhu vakudene.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't get discouraged.
Hakuna kuwodzwa mwoyo.
Because when you get discouraged, that's when the devil comes in. And you come in, you are worried. Now cancer has come in. That's what the prophet
said.
And who is to blame? Is this Sister Hannah or Sister Penina?
This is Sister Hannah, here. This is Sister Penina, here.
Penina, what is Sister? Did it?
Was Penina a sister?
Vito and Vito and Naku church. Imagine.
This was happening at church.
This was so.
Exactly true.
You know, the Bible is so, so full of things.
Bible, you know,
let's
just clap hands for the Lord. Whatever we go through, whatever we do is in the Bible. Sister Penina went on like that. And she was saying, we know, Sister Anna, I know, Sister Anna, our husband loves you. Well, I know our husband loves you more than me. Yes, I know that. But I want to ask you a question. Do you know what maternity dress is all about? That was provocation.
Because
if Penina had come to Hannah and said, well, I'm praying for you so you have a child, that was not going to be provocation. If a sister is seen crying all the time, not eating, surely until Elkana got involved and tried to help the situation, it never helped.
You don't get help from men. No way.
Kwete.
Just put your trust and confidence in the Lord. She then said, and she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept so.
Akabhava nokubatikana ndobvasvika pakuchema zvakadzama.
Ukachemera kuna Mwari zvinoendeka.
If you cry unto the Lord, it will happen, it will come to pass.
And then she vowed a vow.
Ndobva apika ipapo.
Yeah. Kuzotosvika. Unoziva unotadza kunzwisisika nevanhu.
You know, sometimes people want to understand.
Sister vadhakwa. Toda kuvaendesa kumadikoni.
Did not understand this sister. Hey. She's drinking in church. Hey, what is happening?
If that's what my Bible is saying.
Those not our Bible panap.
Until she had to respond and say,
no,
my Lord, I'm a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink.
She was in church.
But
see,
I poured out my soul before the Lord. We are looking for Sister Hannah tonight. We're not looking for Sister Penina tonight. We are looking for Sister Hannah. Who is going to pour her heart before the Lord. And say, Lord, I want you to speak something tonight. And say, peace be still to my situation. The prophet says, when you are discouraged, that is in the message that the resurrection of Jesus. That's when the devil can really pour it upon you. That's when he gets you. If you come to church and say, I don't know. I don't know whether I'll ever get better or not. I've been praised twice. You might as well go home. But when you cast that aside, God don't want you to be frowning. God wants you to be happy. The human heart was made to be happy. Worry will cause cancer. kunokonzera kuti uve negomarara. Temper will cause cancer. Hasha dzinokonzera kuti uve negomarara. Don't never be upset. Haikona kuva unokanganisika. Just walk in his love. Famba murudo rwake. Amen. If peace be still is declared. Kana rugare ngarwe pano kana achinga ataurwa. Happiness automatically comes. Rufaro chiripo ripocho. Rudova rwangoteera ipapo. The prophet says in the message infallibility of God's spoken word, he said, I was telling the boys a while ago how we must be happy all the time. God don't want you to be sad. You know what ill temper does? That old temper,
unoziva kutsamwa kuya kuya kwekare kare kuya kuya.
He says it's about 60% of the cause of all sickness is temper.
Zvikamu zvitanhatu kubva mugumi zvinokonzera urwere hwose hwavanhu.
So brother and sister,
amana ndazi,
if you just want your pocket also to, you know, to increase in size,
kana uri munhu anogara akafarira kuti mari igare iri mungoma kwenguva dzose,
the prophet has given you a tip.
Profita vakuyambira panapa.
Do not be, don't have friendship with temper.
Haikuona kuva neushamwari nehasha.
He goes on to say,
vanoenderera mberi vachiti pano,
them tantrums you fly loose, remember you are just developing a cancer.
Zvino kumwe kungo
an ulcer.
Nokungopupa
something like that.
Nezvimwe izvi zvinokonzera ma ulcers ndizvo zvakadaro.
Then you say, I won't go back there anymore. Wait till I give them a piece of my mind. Listen to this one now. Remember, you are the one going to pay for it. You are angry, sad about somebody else. A cancer comes up. You are going to make your pocket to not to be fed because you are going
to go
to. So Malachi 4 students, just ensure that you are far away with temper. Love everybody. Whatever you do, the prophet says, lay aside everything else until you get perfect love. Get where you can love everybody. Even every enemy. Not some enemies, but every enemy. No matter if the plane is rocking, the light is flashing, or the guns of the enemy upon you, these things do not matter. Get perfect love. Even in fiery trials, dark clouds simmering, God will ensure he will quieten your situation. But sometimes God allows situations to come your way. So he shows, exhibit, or discharges his heroic deeds. Remember, he is majestic, so he wants to show his power. But he cannot show his power if everything is okay. The prophet says, in the message, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. God wants to display his power. So sometimes he uses you to display his power. And it seems like those children of Israel had got up to the Red Sea. The pillar of fire leading them. Pharaoh's army behind them. The mountains and the sea cutting them off.
Makomo negungwa zvakadambura mukana wavo kuti vafambira
chikuru mberi. All nature would have wept out.
zvisikwa zvose zvakanga zvapesana navo.
For these little people unarmed,
nokuti vanhu ava vakanga vasina kana chombo chavanga vainacho,
in a great marching army,
mukufamba kuhondo.
But sometimes God's path leads right through such places.
Asi dzimwe nguva nzira yamwari
inofamba mumwari
vaida kuratidza simba ravo.
God loves to display his power.
Mwari vanofarira kuratidza simba ravo.
Listen to this what the prophet says.
Prophet Samuel.
Oh, sometimes when I take my little Joseph.
Oh, pane dzimwe nguva dzandotora Joseph wangu mudiki.
Or one of my little girls.
Kana kuti kamuke vasikana vangu havana vangu.
I set them down to talk with them.
Ndovagarisa pasi ndotanga kutaura navo.
Get them upon my lap.
Ndotora mumwe ndomisa pagumbiri, mumwe ndomisa pagumbiri.
You don't know how it makes me feel.
Hamuzive kuti zvinoita kuti ndinzwe zvakaita sei izvozvo kudareko.
One of them says.
Mumwe vati.
Draw your muscles up, daddy.
Baba, sumudzai ruoko rwenyu tione muscle yenyu tione.
Oh, you got such big muscle.
Yee, daddy, mune ruoko rwakasimba kwazvo.
You hear the prophet saying that?
Nonzwa muprofita achitaura izvi.
The child saying, oh daddy, just show us your muscle.
Mwana achiti daddy, ratidzai muscle yenyu tione ruoko rwenyu tione kusimba kwamakaita.
The prophet says he like that.
Muprofita abvoti vaizvifarira izvi kuti vana vadaro kwavari.
Listen to this now.
Inzwa izvi.
There's not much there.
Hapana zvakanyanya kuzviripwa.
The muscle might not be there though.
Kusimba kuri kutaurwa nevana uku kunogona kukusomboripo.
But as long as they think that, it makes me feel good.
Vana kungofunga kwavo izvozvo chete zvinoita kuti ndive zvakanaka.
Our heavenly father likes for his children to know that he has got muscles.
Vanoda kuti vana vavo vafunge kuti ione mazimasuro.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He can do things for them.
Vanoita zvinhu kuvana vavo.
And sometimes I bring a conversation up so that it leads to that.
Pangobato ndinongonza kamaita nyaya kuti zvitungamirire pamataure iwayo.
So God sometimes he can put or throw a situation to you.
Dzimwe nguva vanokandira chimwe chiitiko kana mwe situation kuti iuye pamberi pako.
The reason he wants to show his muscle.
Chikonzero vanoda kungoratidza simba ravo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God intentionally wants to show his muscle.
Pamazvokuda kwavada kuratidza kusimba
kwavakaita. But he cannot show until and unless a situation is thrown your way.
Havagone kuratidza kusimba kwavo kana kugona kwavo kana kunze kwekunge dambudziko nadenda rakuwira rimwe zuva.
Apa unototenderwawo kudenha kuti Mwari vato flex his muscle.
Yeah, you are allowed to provoke so that God can flex his muscles, can show his strength.
The prophet says,
Prophet Anoti,
and the message at the beginning and ending of the Gentile dispensation.
Maridzo kutanga nokupera kwemazera ema.
Now before you can have victory,
you know, usati wana kukunda,
there has to be a battle.
Panofanange pane hondo kutanga.
And if there is no battles,
kana pasina hondo,
there is no victories.
Hapana kukunda ungataura kuzoro pako.
So we ought to be thankful for the battles and the trials.
Tinofanira kutenda nehondo nemiedzo yatinopfuurana mairi.
So if you have a situation, my brother,
zvino kana une chimiro hama,
you must thank God.
Unofanira kutenda Mwari.
To say, Lord, I want to thank you.
Mwari ndoda ishe ndoda kutendai.
For bringing this situation on me.
Nokunza dambudziko iri pupenyu hwangu.
Yeah, even if you don't have bus fare tonight.
Kunyange kana usina kana mari yekuzvika
kumba izvi. You should start thanking the Lord.
Tanga kutenda Mwari izvi.
Because God entrusted that to you so that he can flex his muscle through you.
Vavimba newe kuti vagokwanisa kuratidza simba ravo pauri.
And is God giving us the opportunity to have victory?
Ndimwari vari kutipa mikana yekuti tigowane kukunda.
Don't make you a little bit better now.
Hazvikuite kuti unzwe zviri nani here manje izvi.
The battle coming along.
Hondo kana kuti hondo ichiuya.
Saying something bad about you.
Mumwe munhu achitaura chinhu chakaipa pamusoro pako.
Sickness come onto you.
Urwere uchiuya pamusoro pako muupenyu hwako.
Maybe God give you those little afflictions.
Pamwe ndimwari vari kukupa tumatenda utu.
That he might heal you and show his favor to you.
Kuti varatidze varidze simba ravo nekukuda.
He is favoring you.
Saka zvakuda kuti Mwari vari kukushara nekukuvimba newe.
So if you find that the Lord is giving you a temptation,
kana uchiona kuti Mwari vari kutendera kuti muedzo uye
kauri, he favors you.
Zvakuda kuti vanovimba newe.
More than the next brother.
Kupfuura
more than the next sister.
Kupfuura
do not mourn. But just call him and say, Lord, come and say, peace be still to my situation. The prophet says in the message, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. He was talking about
Congressman Upshaw.
69 years he was in a wheelchair. But that also made God flex his muscles.
Asi izvozvo zvekuti Congressman akaita 69 makore ari muuche zvakaita kuti Mwari varidze simba ravo.
As a rich person or person of means in the society,
Congressman akanga ari munhu akanga nepfuma nemari musociety yake.
The prophet said he had tried the best specialists.
Zvikana muprofita akanga aedza vana mazvikokota vana chiremba
vemhando. But they failed to cure him.
Asi vakakundikana kumupodza.
It was when he attended the meetings of Brother Branham.
Zvakazoita paya paakauya kumusangano wa Brother Branham.
And when peace be still was spoken.
Zvino rugare ngaruveko paakataura.
He stood up from his wheelchair.
Congressman akabva asumuka.
Went on the platform.
Ndobvaenda pa platform.
Giving God the praises.
Achipa mbiri kuna Ishe.
So tonight,
Manranas,
I'm also looking for a congressman Upshaw.
Ndirikutara senekutsvaga congressman Upshaw
pakati pedu. You might not be sitting on a wheelchair.
Unogona ngokagara muwheelchair masaka Manranas.
But your condition could be equal or even be worse than that somebody
chino
on a wheelchair.
Chino chako chinogona kupfuura kana kuenzana nechii chiuya akagara
wheelchair. You can walk out of that wheelchair.
Unogona kubuda muwheelchair
yako. You can walk out of that situation.
Unogona kufamba uchibva
padambudziko rako. Praises to God.
Uchipa mbiri nekurumbidzwa kunash.
The prophet goes further to say, Profita
ndamire vachiti,
he will make the devil stand still tonight.
Ee anaita kuti diabori amire matsimba ake manaranana.
Watch the power of God come down and take away your sin and iniquity.
Ramwari richiuya richibvisa zvichiri chako.
And give you the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Pakukupa rubhabhatidzo rwenyama mutsvene.
He will surely do it.
Anozviita izvo zvemazuva
ose. He will make every cancer drop.
Anaita kuti gomarara rose
rione. He will make every blinded eye come open.
Anosinudza bofu rose.
He will make the crippled walk.
Anosumudza
mambo dzose. He will make the devil who afflicted you to stand still and see the glory of God.
Anaita kuti diabhuru ari kukunetsa agomira
mukati. It is not your battle.
Haisi hondo yako.
Just stand still.
Sumuka iwe.
It's God's battle.
Ii hondo yaMwari.
Don't be frustrated.
Haikona kushushikana.
Don't be upset.
Haikona kushushikana.
Stand still tonight.
Ramba wakamira manhera nhasi. Hallelujah.
One time God had to tell the prophet to speak to the storm. Sometimes we are given these privileges where we go to speak. The prophet says it was not an easy situation.
Profita anoti zvanga zvisiri zviri nyore zvinhu izvi. Changa chiri chimiro chiri nyore ichi.
He was going down with his brothers.
Vakanga vachidzika
nevakomana
vafamba
chingangoita
chidimbu chemaira kubva pavakanga vatanga kufamba.
And the voice of God said to him,
inzwi rashe rikati kwavari,
turn and go back.
Tendeuka udzokere kwavapa.
Imagine he's being told to go back where disaster is.
Rangarira ari kuudzwa kunzi dzokera kune dambudziko kune hondo kumashuro.
But the prophet knew better.
Asi muprofita vaiziva
zvino. He knew the master of the wind.
Vaiziva mukuru wehondo.
He knew that if he just say peace be still.
Aiziva kuti iye akangoti ngakwene runyararo.
And I went back and he told me, as he told me.
Ndakabva ndatendeuka sekutaura kwanga ndiitira.
After waiting for a while.
Ndakabva ndatimira kuchinguva.
Eating that sandwich that David had given me. And went back up there and sat down.
Ndakabva ndaenda ndabva ndanogara apa.
And while I was sitting there,
ndakagara ipapo,
and that wind twisting and blowing,
mhepo iya ichivhuvhuta ichivhuvhuta,
tree tops leaning way over,
matenga emiti achibenda,
flying like that,
mhepo inechando ichidona inzwi,
I am the God of creation.
Ini ndine Mwari wezvisikwa.
I looked up and thought,
ndakatarisa ndikafunga kuti,
where was that?
Ko zvaitika kuti?
That was the wind maybe. He said, I created the heavens and the earth.
Zvikanzi nenzwi iri ndakasika denga
nenyika. I stilled the mighty winds upon the seas.
Ndakanyararidza mhepo pagungwa.
I jumped up and took off my head. And he said, just speak to the storm. And it will cease. Whatever you say, that will happen. And I said, storm, you cease. And sun, you shine normally for 4 days till we are out of here.
Hallelujah.
Peace be still, my brother. It doesn't matter what situation it is. As long as God is with you, God will back up whatever you say. The brother Branham, he declared, peace be to you, be still, to an old man who had a twisted leg. It was declared. And it happened, I happened to look, and there was an old man standing there with a cane, an old club in his hand. His leg was twisted sideways. He said, Brother Branham, I know you.
Brother Branham,
I've been standing here in this rain for 8 or 10 days. And you wouldn't pass me, would you? Brother Branham, I got a bunch of kiddies at home. They need me. Said a wagon ran over me and I'm twisted my leg like this. The prophet says, do you believe? Says, with all my heart. I said, then in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, give me your cane.
Profeta wakati, muzita ra Jesu Kristo ishe, ndipe tsimbo yakabata.
And God, who is my sovereign judge,
zino, mngari, vanwandomu, tongi wangu.
When the man in an act of faith handed that cane, his leg came straight.
Peace
be still.
It
doesn't matter what situation it is. As long as those words are repeated, that situation has to give way. If peace be still is declared, victory is certain. It doesn't matter the situation you are facing. The prophet says, there is more than a jawbone of a mule laying next to you tonight. Let's just get up and do something about it. Let's forsake these old coats and stretchers and wheelchairs and crutches and say it belongs to the devil. I have no more to do with it. I claim Jesus Christ's word right.
Meet or die,
I'm with it.
Draw
the line with him. Claim your God-given privileges. And the devil doesn't have got any privilege. He hasn't got one legal power over any believer. He was stripped and robbed at Calvary. Jesus Christ robbed him of everything he had to give every believer a checkbook with his name signed at the bottom. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. No personal property. There you sign your name into the check.
There,
or fill it out. Lord, I need healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Use that name of Jesus and stand back.
Hallelujah.
The whole bank of heaven will declare it
righteous.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If you cry, peace be still, the storm will have to cease. When should you cry? When should you stop? The prophet says, there is no better way. They never found a better way for a baby to get what it wants than to cry for it. If you give him a bell and say, Junior, you are only 3 days old. But now when you want your bottle, raise this bell and ring it. And see if it works. It don't work. The baby cries for what it wants. That's God's provided way. The louder you cry, don't weep that little fellow. He is only following God's provided way. If I was a child, I was going to just to simulate this when I go home to my parents. Mommy won't smack you. Otherwise, you're going to read the quote back to mama. Yes, we should also do the same to our father. You cry to him. He will not weep you. He wants something, that's right. Is the only way he knows to call his mother. Scream for it. Cry for it. That's right. God recommends for this for his children. God recommends this for his believing children. No intellectual speeches. Not some great theology. He wants you to cry for your name. And that's right. Cry out for it. You are too stiff and starchy. You will never get it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, you are allowed to cry out to him. If you are ready to limber yourself up a little and cry, God will give it to you. He likes to hear his children cry. Cry your needs with God. God wants it. That's his provided way. Cry out for it. That's the way the baby cries. That's the way he wants you to cry. Cry how long? Cry how long? How long does the baby cry? How long does the baby cry? Until he gets satisfied. And that's the way the believing Christian should do. If you see that God made a promise, don't give it up. Cry till it's answered. Tonight, my brother, my sister, if there is a promise that has not been satisfied or given to you tonight, it is your legal right to cry before the Lord. To say, Lord, I am your child. As a child, I have the authority. I have the legal right to cry to you until you give it to me. Hallelujah. Remember the Bible says, you people who are evil fathers, if your children ask for bread, you do not give them stones. If they ask for fish, you do not give them serpents. If you being evil, know how to give good gifts, how much more your heavenly Father. Tonight, let's approach our heavenly Father and say, Lord Jesus Christ, there is a promise. This promise is not hanging too far, but it's not too close to me, but I want it. The Lord will give it, my brother. As a hero, my brother.
Royal
seed of Abraham.
Royal
blood flowing through your veins.
God
will give it to you. The prophet says, in the message, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemy. You know, when peace be still is declared, it means you are loosed from anything that's troubling you. Anything tormenting you, when those words are declared, you are free. In fact, there's another portion where the prophet says, when he said, peace be still, the winds stood at attention while they were going the other shore. So you can call upon the Lord Jesus Christ. If he says, peace be still, your situation, the very situation that was troubling you, will have to stand at attention while you are moving on. Sometimes we just also have to be rough with the devil. It doesn't mean if you are a Christian, you just have to be nice all the time. Where you also feel, no. I think, this time I also just need to be rough. Go to him, shout at him. That's what my prophet did. He said, and Satan, you might as well go squeaking your brakes. Because I charge thee by Jesus Christ that you turn these people loose throughout the world where this message may go. Turn them loose. I claim them that they are bought. They are not their own. They are bought with a price. The royal seed of Abraham. The Lord Jesus. Thou filthy, dirty, stinking hypocrite. Deceiver of men. Leading them blindly into the ditches of hell. Turn them loose. I charge thee by the living God, by the sacrifice of his Son, that you turn them loose, that their souls may be charged with his blessing and with his presence, that they might possess the gate of every enemy. He has been charged the devil. You can also claim it. Charge the devil. Challenge him. Him and his angels, challenge them. Tell them they have no power. Show them that their place is under the sole of your foot. Brother, we should show the devil what we are made out of. Show them, flex your muscles on the devil. When peace be still was declared, Lazarus, who was dead 4 days, 4 days he was dead. But peace be still doesn't know how many days he died. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So tonight, I am saying there is no situation that is greater than peace be still. It could be something unheard of. I do not care. As long as peace be still is there, that situation has to be changed. Remember, he is the master of all circumstances. He is the master of the wind. He is also the master of your situation. Do you have any situation tonight? Call peace. Be still tonight. Call him on the seas. You've got any rivers that you think are uncrossable? Got any mountains that you think you cannot tunnel through? Remember, we see God specializes in those very situations that we think are impossible. There will be peace in the valley. When you declare peace be still, it is a race, my brother. It is a race. I'm sure you also partook of relays. When he was in his earthly flesh, the Lord God of heaven, he came in human flesh, given an earthly name, Jesus Christ. With the story we read, he declared, peace be still to the wind. And the wind obeyed. Lazarus, we said 4 days, he declared, peace be still. And for sure, peace was there. He was in a race. With the baton stick he was holding, he then realized, in a relay, it doesn't have to be me alone. He handed over the stick to his disciples. The disciples, you remember, they were so scared. But when that was handed to them, they could declare, silver and gold have I none, such as that I have, in the name of Jesus Christ, peace be still was declared. Paul in the shipwreck, the sea tried to drown him, but he declares, peace be still. He went, even the venomous beast went to him. Those barbarians, they thought this man is truly a murderer. They thought he was going to die. But Paul, he knew. He said, peace be still. He shook off that venomous beast. They were running with that stick. It was then passed over to Malachi chapter 4. Malachi 4, God had to ask the prophet to say, speak to the storm. Storm, you cease. And sun, you shine normally. For 4 days, until we are out of here, peace be still. Auntie Jemima, the story you know. Sister Hetty Wright, the story you know. She could have been given money. Her sister could have been healed. But she said, my peace be still is salvation of my children. The maniac of Oregon. Indeed, that was a situation. The prophet, he then realized, some of the situation, when you are declaring peace be still, it has to be through love. When love was projected, sovereign grace took over. The raging bull, it was tamed. Why? Because he declared, peace be still. I can see the prophet, he is holding his stick. But I hear the heaven is declaring, Malachi 4, your time is up. I see a brother, the one also on the touch line. He is now just jumping like this. And you know, my brother, my sister, the line assume it's here. He is now stretching his hand to accept the stick from the prophet. Now this brother, he knows, I only have got 100 meters to run. But he says, I have got too much to say, peace be still. Therefore, let me go just a little bit behind. Brother and sister, if you are tonight being challenged,
hallelujah,
you're going to speak, peace be still. The whole of heaven is looking at you as you are handing over, as you are taking over the baton stick from the prophet. We are not waiting for the prophet to say, peace be still, but we are waiting for you to say, peace be still.
As
you are on the touch line, my brother, just be ready to receive the button stick from the
prophet.
What is your situation? What is your storm? Is sickness your storm? Just say, peace be still. Is hate your storm? Is hate your storm?
Not people?
Just declare, peace be still. Unclean living, is it your storm? Just declare, peace be still. My brother, my sister, if you are sick and tired of coming to church alone, your loved ones not coming, today is your day where you can declare, peace be still. If you are not prospering today, tonight, you have the privilege to shout it out, peace be still. There is no situation on earth, under earth, that cannot be turned by your charge. Remember, the prophet says, God might have to bankrupt the heavens than for your word, because you are an adopted son. Remember what you say, God will back it up. Whom you have hired, is hired. Whom you have fired, is fired. So tonight, we want to be reckless with our speeches. We want to be reckless with our speeches. Sometimes you don't have to pray for something to happen. Who says everything should only be achieved through prayer? You speak. Sometimes you die even before you pray. So just speak, my brother. The whole of heaven is behind you. Peace be still. Peace be still. There had to be a situation for you to declare, peace be still. So tonight I do not care what situation you are facing, whether big or small, the situation is, the matter of the issue is, how much you can speak, how much you can cry out. The whole of heaven, the angels, they are standing on their position to back up what you have said. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Oh, my brother,
Mama.
We are the people to whom the end of the earth has come. So there is no time or opportunity for us to ask small things. No wonder why Daniel wanted to live in this age. Because he realized his manner of faith, he was going to do exploits. But brother, God saw you jumping a little bit on the touch line. Then he said, no, Daniel, you cannot go behind. I like this brother, this sister. I like this kind of faith. I like that kind of faith. So brother and sister, this is the time for you to show out the trust that God put in you. We are sick and tired of cowing before the devil. This is not the age where we have to run away from the devil. The reverse should happen.
Instead,
devil should run away from the children of God.
Hallelujah!
If somebody is sick, you should declare to say, me, I'm going to pray for my brother, I'm going to pray for my sister, and that happens.
Hallelujah!
Yes! The devil should know if this brother, if this sister starts praying or starts saying something, the best thing we should do, we should run away. Yes! Oh, my brother, you have an AK-47. You are running away from somebody just holding a stick. Oh, there's something that is wrong with them, my brother. Message of hour. Malachi 4 students. There is nothing that you can go against you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Try it, my brother.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God will not find fault on you. In fact, he will be so happy. He wants a place to find an occasion, an opportunity where he can display his majesty. Remember, he is so big. He created the heavens and the earth. Do you think the one who created the heavens and the earth is not able to stop your aching headache? The one who says, silver and gold is mine. Do you think he will fail to give you just money for you to come to worship him? The right mental attitude towards and God's promise will bring it to pass. Let's stand to our feet.
Amen. Glory.
Tonight, my brother and sister, let's put God to test. We're going to say, Lord, the situation that I have, I'm speaking to say, peace be still. I'm saying, any river that's before me, Lord, I want to pass through. Any mountain that's before me, I want to tunnel through. There is nothing that is too hard for God. There is nothing too hard for you. So tonight, my brother, my sister, we are not looking at God. We are looking at you saying, peace, be still. Got any rivers that you think are uncrossable? So tonight we are not looking for small things. Those people who want small things, that's not for you today. If you want small things, don't even pray. Pray for another brother or sister who is not well. Pray for another brother who is in trouble. Nothing small tonight.
Hallelujah. Amen. Atidi kuna matira kana kukumbira tunzi kwa manga manga.
Royal seed of Abraham.
Mbeu ye umambo ya Abraham.
We possess every gate of the enemy.
Iko zinaisi. Tatotapa masuo emu wengu wose zaki.
hero's holiday we are saying.
As
the true heroes, we want to pose them.
Got
any rivers that you think are
uncrossable?
Brother Steve, come lead us in prayer. As we sing, got any rivers that you think are uncrossable? There is no river that you cannot cross, my brother. Be of good courage. Oh, thank you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The devil is a liar, my brother. He is a blasphemer. We will not believe him. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Yes, God specializes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. And he will, oh God. Let's all pray.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank Jesus. You.